marsh. One boar, one swan, one great sturgeon's head.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Get out of the way. Do you not see that the great chef Karem is at work in the kitchen?
The head footman told us. Ow! She's still hitting me.
The head footman said you would show us round the kitchen. We're guests of the prince.
I thought you told me not to tell lies.
I thought you told me you didn't want to go up any chimneys.
Aye, and the world's greatest chef. I baked the wedding cake of the Emperor Napoleon. Now, I am chef of the Prince Regent, George of England. I haven't got time for visitors. I have to perfect the souffle before 1817.
Is that a swan?
The swan is the most majestic of birds, and also the most delicious. Almost as delicious as the pigeon.
Yum! I want to try some.
Get your English hands off! It is for the Grand Duke Nicholas of Russia. I have created 130 dishes that will be served at the fantastic banquet the prince will host for him. And children are not invited.
Oh?
But if you can catch a rat, I will give you some of my delicious potage de pigeon.
Yum, what's that?
Pigeon soup.
Oh, gross.
We have some cats for chasing the rats, but they're so lazy. They prefer to eat my scraps than catch my rats. There are at least 2 rats in here. So, if you can find them, I will be very happy.
Come on, Billy. Let's look for the rats. Look, there's one over there, on the shelf, to the right of the door we came in. Near that big bowl thing.
That is a pestle and mortar. It's for grinding things.
Like rats.
Ah, you silly boy. We don't grind rats. We grind spices.
If you have to cook 130 dishes, how do you keep them all warm?
We have the latest technology. A table heated by steam. And by the fire, we have a fantastic automatic rotisserie.
What's that?
It's for turning the chickens. Without cooking the kitchen boy. Have you found my rats yet?
I haven't looked.
Well, go and look. And before you leave, make sure you read my menu for the great banquet. It is formidable.
Come on, Billy. Let's look for the rats.
Ah, no thanks.